Live from the WSBA TV podcast studio, welcome to our latest edition of the G-Race podcast.
And now, introducing the lovely Big O.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the G-Race show with the one and only, the lovely Big O. And I am excited because I got a cute special guest in the building today, honey. You see him all handsomed up, got that fresh haircut. I love it too, Jaden. Jaden, I love your glasses. I'm about to try to not to cough on you over here, but I need everyone to be able to know who you are. Can you tell us a little bit about Jaden and what our listeners and watchers need to know what's special about you?
So my name is Jaden O'Bannon. I am 19 years old. I was born in April and born in Detroit, Michigan. And when I was born, before I was born, the doctors had told my mom that I would need a kidney transplant. And so, yeah, when they told my mom that I would need a kidney transplant, but before then they had told her, they had saw in the ultrasound that there was no abdominal fluid, and that they said that it would be best to get rid of me. But
wow.
Yeah.
So Jaden, you are really a living and a but God testimony all combined in one.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest, because for them to tell your mom to go ahead and get rid of you, and for you to be here 19 years later, what a testimony. Yeah. To be told.
Yeah.
I mean, because as a mom, I wouldn't know what to do if you came in would have told me about that to my child, you know. And strength to your mom. You know, I know your mom, Miss Linda, you know, she works at one of my favorite stores here in Greenville, South Carolina. She works at K&G. Such a delight to be able to meet her, to know her. But to hear your story is also life-changing. Now, you had your first kidney transplant at 18 months.
Yes.
I know that you don't remember anything about that, but has your mom told you what that was, what that experience was like for you?
So when I was born, yes. So I was born and they told my mom that I would need a kidney transplant. Yeah. And so before then I would have to get carried around, and I was, they had put a feeding tube.
Mm.
I was getting fed by a feeding tube. And so I was a little delayed because I wasn't able to do as a normal, I guess, 1 year old or, you know,
yeah,
whatever the age was. I was a little delayed. So when I was supposed to be walking, she had to carry me, around because I wasn't able to. And so I was heavy because they would be feeding me with a lot of milk.
Don't feel bad, baby. I still be trying to look for somebody to carry me around. And I know I'm heavy, but being able to still be carried around, honey, is a plus for me. I can't lie to you.
But yes. And so when I had gotten transplanted, I would just get up and walk. And so my mom was a little scared because she didn't.
After the transplant, you just got up and started walking?
Yeah, because I wasn't walking as I should be. But as I got the transplant, I would get up and I would be walking, and they would tell her to just let me walk because that's what I was supposed to be doing.
Well, so, Jaden, I don't know. I'm probably with your mama, and I'd probably been like, what is it? Why is my baby walking? I probably would have been doing what your mama was doing. I probably would have been scared to let you walk, because if you weren't doing it before, but now all of a sudden you just want to jump up and start walking. See, that's miracle stuff. I don't think I would have been able to handle that. And what strength you have to be able to be going through a transplant at 18 months old to now you're walking. Was childhood difficult for you, like in elementary or middle school?
So it was a little challenging. I mean, I was still living my life. I wasn't doing.
I was going to say that mama still make you do chores? Were you still having to do?
No. I still had to clean my room and
so the kid that translated had nothing to do with you cleaning. Mama like clean this room, take this trash out.
Yeah, do the dishes and vacuum and clean the bathroom. Yeah, I still did my thing. And school was good. I had a good school life. When I would get sick, it would be more advanced. So it would caused me to go into the hospital, and I would have to stay. Like one time when I was in second grade, I went into kidney rejection, and so it caused me to be out of school. Well, stay in the hospital for a month, but then it caused me to be out of school for 3 months because of my immune system. Mm-hmm. And as little kids, you know, it's not as clean, so they wanted me to.
Well, we know that we have to make sure we're keeping our hand sanitizer on. You know, even when I hugged you, I was like, honey, let me wash my hands before I came out to meet you, because even still, as adults, some of them don't know how to be clean, so I can only imagine as children.
Yeah, so I had to stay, and my immune system had to get stronger before I could return back to school. And so that was that, and I had to catch back up, and so I needed a tutor for about a good month or so, but I caught back up, and so it wasn't a big issue. But I enjoyed school. I mean, school was school, but I still enjoyed being in school. And so then middle school came, and I was in middle school, and I went into the sixth grade and seventh grade. And then once I finished seventh grade, I had gone through so much with my health that it was best for me to start doing school online, which is like, it's an academy online. So it was homeschool, but I had teachers online, and it was an academy that I went to from eighth grade to graduating.
So you did homeschool up until the time you graduated. Yeah. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people do homeschool. And we all know that during the pandemic, we all had to readjust to doing things at home. And I think that just speaks to my heart when it comes to you being able to just still be able to adjust from being in school to now you're at home school. You know, at 12 years old, you know, you talked about the kidney being rejected. And then I read at 13, you had to then do dialysis. What was that like for you?
Whew. Yeah, so dialysis is, I've been doing it since I was 13, and that definitely switched my childhood, because when I was younger, when summertime came around, I was always swimming, although I didn't know how to swim, but I was always
swimming. You was in the water. That's all you know. Yeah.
So once dialysis, they had told me my kidneys were failing again, but it was good because it was okay, because we had already known, because when the doctors had told my mom when I was transplanted that will only last for 10 years. Mm. And it lasted for 13. So
come on, God.
It was expected for me to have another kidney transplant. And so when the time came, they said I would need dialysis because my creatinine level was low. And so once I started dialysis, I had the surgery, and that was one of the toughest surgeries because I had it was a port in my stomach and in my neck, and they had to do the one they put the one in my neck so I could start dialysis instantly. But the one in my stomach it had to heal for 2 weeks. So it was a lot. And so it was painful, but I did get through it. But it was like,
Jada, I'm trying to tell you that you got me to the point I don't want to even complain about a headache no more. to endure all of that at that age, there is no room. You make me want to look at things in a whole new light about complaining about anything. And that speaks to me, again, to my heart, because to have the faith, and I let me just tell the people, they don't know, I heard you preaching when you did at Bethlehem. You were at Bethlehem, and I said, now, if he could get up here and tell his story and let the world know that he is still alive and still pushing, and there's nothing better than God, then what's wrong with us adults confessing who we believe in? So I want to tell you that I just truly admire who you are. And, you know, for what you've gone through, it does put a new light to, you know, people complaining. Like, we ain't got no room to complain once they hear the story of what you went through. I mean, we're talking about 18 months old, 12, 13. And then, you know, at 18 is when you found out that you have to get a heart and a kidney.
Yes.
Wow. So now, on top of that, you've went through all of this, and at 18, you now have to have a heart and a kidney. Now, it said that you went through a 7-hour surgery. Can you walk me through what that was like, 7 hours, and why did you have to have that particular surgery?
So, yeah, this because it's crazy, but
it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So it was February. I had a bad bladder infection.
Okay.
And so I was going to the bathroom, and I really wasn't going that much. And so this is a little much, I don't know. But I was seeing things that I wasn't supposed to see.
My Lord.
And so I was bleeding.
Yes.
And so I was like, okay, because I had one, but I wasn't going as much because it was just, I mean, I guess my kidneys weren't functioning that well, so I wasn't.
Got you.
I had to. And so I had told my mom, because at this point I'm bleeding. I thought it was going to go away because, you know, sometimes, you know, just. And so then I had gone to the doctor, and they had did an ultrasound, long story short. They had did an ultrasound, and they had found a mass on my transplanted kidney, which was causing the bleeding and all
that. Wow.
And the kidney, the transplanted kidney that I had from my uncle, it was twice the size of one kidney. And so they had to remove the kidney. And so that was a lot. And I had to get blood transfusions because I was losing a lot of blood just from that mass. And so they told us that the surgery was supposed to last for 2 hours, and it ended up being 7, because when they went in, it was the what are those? The things in my body. I can't think of the word.
Oh,
you
definitely know I wasn't gonna be able to tell you the word. I don't know no medical technology besides Band-Aid, cut, and a stitch. That's it.
but yes. So they couldn't get to it, and so they kept the doctor kept on coming out while I was in the operating room to my mom, saying that he didn't know what to do because he couldn't get to it.
Right.
And he didn't want to leave it because he knew it was causing bleeding. And so he said he didn't want to keep cutting through
the organ?
Yeah, well, not the organ, but I can't think of the word.
Well, I'm not going to know the word either, Jayden. I'm with you. I'm just going to say cutting through whatever it was.
But yeah, but he said that He didn't want to kill me.
Oh.
And so.
And we're grateful for that, doctor. Yeah. So, yes.
Yes. And so it was just a whole lot. And so after the 7 hours, he had to call other doctors to come in because
wow.
A lot in the kidney I guess it was just, it didn't want to come out. And so after that, they got it out after the 7 hours. And so, yeah.
Lord, Jaden, and that's just from a bladder infection. But to go back to what you said, your uncle gave you his kidney.
Yeah.
Man. Now, that just touched my heart because I don't even want to share chicken, let alone want to give somebody a kidney. So that is good for your family member to step up to be able to bless you with the kidney. Now we know that you went through a 7-hour surgery at 18 and you're waiting now on a heart and a kidney transplant. How has that process been for you? You know, where is your faith with that?
It's been challenging, but the only reason why I would say is just because of my breathing. And so I feel like with me needing a heart and where my heart function is, that mm-hmm. can also be one of the reasons. But with me having the kidney removal and not being able to like do and go to the bathroom, it causes fluid to build up into my abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore it causes it to be in my stomach and my chest, which has me have problems troubling to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of messes with my activity of everyday life a little bit. But I still don't let that stop me because I still be
and you going. You don't, because listen, I was in there talking to your mom. I just got to be honest with you. When I told her, I said, you know, I know you'll have to come with Jaden, blah, 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 because here I am, Jaden. I didn't know that you had graduated. You know what? I thought you was in middle school.
No.
When she told me how old you were, I said, well, honey, that thing's sure enough fine. He is sure enough fine. You're just youthful. I've never have not seen you in a place where you're not smiling and where you're not laughing. You know, how do you encourage someone that is going through what you're going through to keep the faith and to keep going? Could you encourage someone else? What would you say to them?
Really to keep Jesus in your life, but for real,
Jaden.
But no, for real though, yeah, because it's a lot. I mean, a lot that I go through. Because I mean, I have my moments where I'm like in my room, and I don't show it because I'm like, I don't want it to be. I don't want to take it out on the people because that's not where I don't do that. But it's just, it's a lot having to go through it and with my breathing and stuff, because it's like, it's when it's affecting your breathing, that's how you breathe.
That's how you breathe. Yeah.
And so it's just a lot. But I talk to the Lord. I know that he gives me strength.
Talking to the Lord. Now, see, Jaden, you talking my language right there, because, honey, I have to remind myself on a daily basis to talk to him. And for you to even say that, to want to be able to encourage someone to keep Jesus first, to make sure that they keep the faith even going through. And like you said, you have your moments. And people don't understand that we all go through something. But to keep going is one thing. And like you said, just to be able to breathe or wake up every day to be able to breathe, we take it for granted. And here you is having to fight. With that being said, how could someone that wants to support or, you know, be able to say, hey, I don't know if I'm a donor or not. What do I need to do? How could they be able to help you with the heart and, you know, the kidney transplant? How does that work? And how can they get in contact with you to be able to help you?
Well, I will say this. With me needing a heart and a kidney transplant,
mm-hmm.
the donor they won't you that's not as yeah, that will be deceased because they're getting the heart.
We can't. I don't know if I want to. And then since Jaden, you know, I don't know if we'll be able to help that part. Yeah,
the heart because the heart and kidney has to come from the same person.
Wow.
Because it's only a matter of time when they get the heart and the kidney. It's only a matter of time that they can use the heart and the kidney or it won't be no good.
So Jamie, you better teach the people. I did not know that. You better teach us over here.
I know. It's a lot. I'm telling you, I've learned a lot since I've been. Yeah, because it's just.
Is a lot.
But, yes. But you can support me. I mean, my Facebook or my mama's Facebook is Jaden O'Bannon, Linda Tally. Jaden O'Bannon, that's O'Bannon. And Linda Tally. But
because you do, what I want people to understand, you've been traveling back and forth to New York to here, and it takes a lot to travel. So you know, I think that's good for people to be able to say they want to donate to you to help with expenses. You know, so is that a way for them to donate to you as well?
Yes. I think with Cash App, any.
I think what they should do, just hit you up on Facebook. All your mom on Facebook and then let you guys, because I think that's a good way for people to communicate, you know, in your inbox to be able to tell you, you know, how to donate. Because I couldn't believe when your mom told me that you were going to be gone for this amount of time and then you fly back in. So is the surgery going to have to be in New York or is that where it has to be?
Yes, it's really going to be in New York, and we're going to have to stay up there after I'm transplanted for a couple of months.
So are you on a waiting list at this moment? So are we just waiting?
So what I'm doing now is something called desensitization, where they have to get antibodies down, which is inside of our bodies. And it's a lot of scar tissue and stuff. And so that's what causes the antibodies to rise. And so they're really high. And those antibodies, if you put in an organ right now, it will cause it to reject organs. And so we have to go through, I have to go through treatment so it will calm those down. So when I do get the transplant, they won't automatically attack it. So we're in that process right now. But I am on the heart and kidney list. I just can't receive a transplant until the antibodies are where they need to be.
So you have to get everything. So you're in the process of being tested to make sure that everything is going to go well.
I'm already tested. I'm a candidate.
Praise God. Yeah. So you are a candidate.
Yeah, I'm a candidate and I'm listed. I'm just going through treatments.
Well, I don't want to say thank you, God, but I do got to say thank you, God, because that's being a candidate is important. So
it's closer than where I have been.
Really?
Yes.
Man, Jaden, I cannot, I know this is probably cliche. I cannot even imagine, one, being your mom, but number two, even have the slight remote as to understand what it's like to be Jaden or to be able to sit in your shoes. I can only do empathy and sympathy, but I can tell you from sitting here right now, honey, you have brightened my day. So I can only imagine how it is for you to be in the hospital with the doctors and nurses. I know they be tickled pink because I am. I just think your spirit itself it exudes, you know, faith. It exudes power. It exudes strength. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to sit in front of you and across from you. All my prayers are, you know, are coming from a great place. And I just pray that, you know, when this happens, that we get to stand up and rejoice. And honey, maybe do a cartwheel. No, I ain't gonna wanna do no cartwheel, Jaden. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I was gonna say let's do a cartwheel, but I ain't even got the upper or the lower body to do one. But I'll clap for you.
Well, we can dance.
There you go, Jay, because now you know I love to get up and dance somewhere with you. So I would love to get somewhere and dance with you and just be able to cheer you on. Is there anything that you would like for our listeners or the people that are watching to know about you? Is there something, you know, you would like someone to say, hey, when you see Jaden, just know this? What would that be?
Well, that even though that y'all see me with a smile, know that we all are not perfect, but that I love the Lord and I wouldn't be here without him. But yeah, it's me. I'm just me. I'm no ordinary person. You just, I mean,
let's be clear. You ain't no ordinary person. Now you are very special in your own way and in our way, and I am just grateful for it. All right, Jaden. Now listen. You know, I've been talking about your mama, Miss Linda, because, you know, I know her about Miss Linda. Tell us a little bit about why your mom is so special to you.
Well, my mama is, she's not no ordinary mama. I say I'm not no ordinary person. She's not no ordinary mama because there is a lot that she does for me. I always say this, with Mother's Day come around, I always make sure I treat my mama with what she needs, because I wouldn't want to have no other mama, because I promise you, I said this in one of my Mother's Day cards, that the Lord knew who to make my mama.
Now, Jaden, I got this lash on for a good reason. I do not make me cry up in here. It's already leaning. Now, with that, that's some touching stuff, because that, you're right. There could be no other mother that could handle that but your mom.
Yeah, and so that's why, because I go through a lot.
Yeah,
but my mama is always there, and that's the only one that I want to be. Because I mean, I have my family. I like my family.
I hope you like your family. Yeah, I mean, Uncle gave you the kidney, so I'm gonna need you to like them a little bit, Jaden.
I love my family. Let me make it sure, because then they gonna be like, "Oh, what you mean you like?"
I love my family. Yeah. Jaden loves the family. Let me just put it out there. He meant that he loves his family.
Yeah, but I love my mama because she do everything for me, and she do a lot more because of my health challenges, and I'm not able to do as much. And so when I ask her to do something, she does it. And
ooh, now ain't that the other? That's flipping the shoe for real. Because most of the time we tell you what to do and you do it.
But so, I know, but I
know what you're saying. Yeah. You do it out of respect, because now I don't see your mama as being one that you could play with either.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because I've seen how she can handle people in the store, and I don't. Miss Linda's always on my side, so I don't never want to cross that path.
Yeah,
and I think that is special, you know, to have a mom there, to be able to be there for you, because I would think your mama's your best friend, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She is. It's been her, me, and my brother forever, and so my mama has done everything for me and my brother. She done everything for all of us, and all she do is work, and she do whatever she can do for us. And so I'm telling you, that's why I said the Lord put her in my life, and she knew to make us.
Ain't nobody better than Miss Linda. I love it. I'm so glad. I just want to make sure that we show some love to your mom. She is a joy every time I see her as well, always with a smile. Never know what you guys are going through until you speak on it. So we know that it's nothing but a God thing. So major shout out to your mama, Miss Linda, with her pretty self. So Jaden, I have to tell you, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me right here on G-Race. And our prayers and thoughts are going to be with you on this journey. We are with you. And anytime you need your girl, honey, all the thing you got to do is reach out. Your mama got my number on speed dial, and I am so excited for you. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me right here with G-Race with the lovely Big O.
Thank you.
All right, I'm calling all G-Racers out. If you want to be a guest on the G-Race show with the lovely Big O, send me your story right now at lovelybigo@96.3theblock.com, or you can go on Facebook under G-Race. That's right, it's G-Race on Facebook, and send your story if you want to be a guest on the G-Race with the lovely Big O.